Welcome to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. There will be a new mayor of Wilmington in 2025. Outgoing Governor John Carney won the office in this year's election. The office was open because Mike Perzycki decided to step aside and not seek a third term. Recently, contributor Larry Nagy sat down with Perzycki to reflect on his impact on the state's largest city, first as Riverfront Development Corporation Executive Director, then as mayor. Larry's piece, based on that interview, is available right now at DelawarePublic.org. And this week on The Green, we're bringing you excerpts from Larry's conversation with Mayor Perzycki. We start with Perzycki's road to the mayor's office, an office he came to after guiding work to develop the Wilmington Riverfront as Executive Director of the Riverfront Development Corporation, the public-private partnership behind the massive riverfront project. It was a job Perzycki wasn't initially keen on taking.
I was busy doing a lot of things, and I got a call from a friend of mine who asked me about the riverfront, and I told him I wasn't interested. And so he called me back, and I said, I'm not interested. I told you that. And so he called my wife. And so I walked in the house, and she just started beating me over the head. She goes, you would love doing this. Think about the opportunity to do this whole riverfront.
Perzycki stepped into his role leading the RDC in 1996, and during his tenure, plans came and went or were radically reimagined. Ultimately, he delivered on hopes for a viable, vibrant city space.
I came up to meet with Jim Sills when he was mayor. He came up here sitting in this office, and he was just telling me what a miserable time he was having over something. I can't remember what it was, but I would understand. I mean, being mayor is difficult. And I said to him, Jim, I said, go out and build something. They can never take it away from you. And that's how I've always felt about, you know, my experience down at the riverfront. Nobody can take away from us what we did down there because it's right there for you to put your arms around. You can see it. You can feel it.
In 2016, Perzycki decided to build on his work developing the riverfront by running for mayor. He won an eight-way Democratic primary with less than a quarter of the votes cast, then secured a general election victory with 82% of the vote. He says his stint on the riverfront informed his approach to running the city and promoting its growth overall.
I'd love taking old beat-up properties and rehabilitating them. I did that to some extent my whole private sector life, but we certainly did on the riverfront. Everywhere you look, we put a big premium on aesthetics and cleanliness. In the end, I think the big failing that people have is either tragically they don't know or they know what the right thing is and they just don't do it. And I think you see that all the time. It's so easy, at least from a formulaic point of view, for me, it's pretty easy to decide what to do because most of the time what to do is just the right thing. To start the day, just say, well, we have to do this. Why do we have to do it? Well, it's the right thing to do.
Perzycki sees multiple highlights to his time in office, starting with improving city parks and the William Hicks Anderson Community Center.
You go around the city, we have our handprints, fingerprints on so much down here that has changed. We spent $24 million on parks. We took the worst piece of garbage at William Hicks Anderson Community Center and made it a beautiful place.
He also points to the Wilmington Clean Team's work to make the city a better place.
They've never done it before. I can't imagine how the city must have looked, but we actually spent almost $1 million on clean teams all over the city. First thing in the morning, they go out and clean a neighborhood. And tragically, by the next morning, it needs it all over again. But imagine if you didn't do it, what the streets look like.
But Perzycki's approach has had its detractors, with some expressing concern that his work to improve Wilmington ignored those with the greatest needs, pushing them out of the city. It's a critique Perzycki pushes back on.
You know, we sit here and we think, okay, here's the trajectory of revenue, here's the trajectory of expenses, here are the problems we have to solve, and here's what we have to do to do this. And so it's the only place that happens is right here. Everybody else, they think about their own little issue, maybe they have some financial stress, and they see all this affluence going on around them, you know, and they just are resentful. It's a pretty natural impulse, I think. When explained properly, I think you find people say, boy, I didn't realize that. Look, we have bills to pay. Those buildings pay the bills. And I try to tell them that. If you want us to have clean teams, somebody has to pay for that. We've got to be thinking about the health of the city writ large so that the city is affluent and thriving enough to do the things you're doing.
As he leaves the mayor's office, Persicky is pushing one more big idea: redeveloping former MBNA Bank of America office buildings downtown into a new higher education hub, including Widener University Delaware Law School and Delaware State University's nursing program.
We're putting $10 million over on the bridge project. We want to bring the Del State's nursing and healthcare professionals up here and the Delaware Law School. You can't find a city our size anywhere around here that doesn't have some sort of major educational institution, except for us. And so this is such a great opportunity, and yet you'll see people pushing back against it like, you know, it's not for us. Well, it is.
But completing that plan will fall to incoming Mayor John Carney. As for Persicky's future, he doesn't plan on completely stepping away from finding public service roles to play.
I'm really committed to rehabilitating Gibraltar. Finally, after years and years of decay, I'm serving as a trustee to Delaware State University. I'm very, very happy to do that. I've got my own personal investments that I work on. But there's nothing out of all that that's going to keep me getting up in the morning and working the way I do today. And I'm terrified of having a day that's not filled with challenges.
And Persicky says he leaves the mayor's office grateful for the opportunities he's had to serve.
We change so much in the city, and with change comes, some emotional stress. But we got it going. And looking back today, I'm so proud of what we did. But I don't know what the hell's going to happen the day after I go home.
Thanks to contributor Larry Nagengast for sitting down with Wilmington Mayor Mike Persicky for that exit interview. You can check out Larry's piece reflecting on Persicky's tenure as mayor at DelawarePublic.org. Next up, we delve into Delaware's effort to address school climate and discipline issues with the lawmaker who led a task force that looked into those issues and recently offered its recommendations. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.